This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Did you miss part of last week's John Whitmer Show? We post clips from all shows on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We also post single hours and the entire show as one audio file. There's lots to choose from. Just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, we are blessed in Kansas to have some excellent federal delegation representation. In particular, our Senator Roger Marshall, and he joins us now. Dr. Marshall, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you with us, my friend.
John, are you tired of winning yet? What a great... Have you ever seen 10 days like this?
No, no.
I feel like we're making history, right? We are making history, and I'm not tired of winning.
No, it has been a very bizarre and interesting last couple of weeks. As I teased what we were doing in this segment, I told folks we're going to talk about the convention, we're going to talk about... everything else, but I gotta ask you about what happened, literally the breaking news a few hours ago. But let me play something for you, Doc. This is great. CNN's Van Jones on the verge of tears, about two hours ago, talking about Joe Biden dropping out of the race.
Oh, Joe Biden's body may not be as strong as it used to be. His language skills may not be as sharp as it used to be. His heart is as big as ever. His heart is as big and as true and as strong. People are heartbroken. Even people who are pushing for this to happen. It's kind of like when your grandpa, you got to take the keys. And everybody, you got to take his keys. You got to take his keys. You got to, and he's fighting. And everybody's so frustrated. And then you finally get the keys back. And then you just cry. Because this is somebody that you love. This is somebody that you care about. This is somebody who was there for you. This is somebody, you wouldn't be here without him. And you have to take something from him.
Doc, if Joe Biden is so unfit to run, if he's so bad you have to, quote, take away his keys, why are they leaving him with the nuclear codes? I mean, this is, if it's that bad that they're pulling him from the ticket, shouldn't we be pulling him from the office, too?
Yeah, John, you nailed it. So they're taking away his keys, but not the nuclear code, right? It's beyond the pale. There's no way people can make any type of sense out of this. We've all seen his this steady, dramatic cognitive decline. He can't put two sentences together. He is the biggest, other than our national debt and the open border, he's the biggest national security threat that we face right now. And as Kamala Harris moves forward, she has to own all of this. She's going to have to explain to America why for 3 years she's lied to us and said, there's no problem. There's no problem. And now we all realize that the emperor doesn't have any clothes. And he never had any clothes in this case as well. So I think that's why America is going to hold him accountable come November. But they got to start off by telling us why they've been lying to us, and especially the last 6 months.
Do you think she will even be the nominee? I mean, you're already hearing rumors now that they're, you know, they want to go to the convention and Michelle Obama might be there. Hillary Clinton might be there. There's, you know, cause her polling numbers aren't any better than Joe Biden's. In fact, in some polls, she's worse than Joe Biden. The record is the same. She's got nothing to run at. What could she, I mean, at least Joe Biden could say he'd passed all the legislation. Kamala Harris's accomplishments are what? She didn't fix the border. She didn't do anything. Do you think she'll be the nominee?
Well, I think we'll find out by Tuesday or Wednesday. Watch what Barack Obama does. I understand he did not endorse her today, but I think he's waiting for the photo op. When you can see it right now on the front of the New York Times and on CNN, we'll see Barack Obama standing next to her. Really, he's always put wind beneath her sail. I think that'll be the end of it. We can only hope that they stay with this chaos. The chaos is great. I hope they have a fight, and they're going to go through some type of motion to convince everybody that they had a democratic process.
Right.
Remember, you know, they're calling the Republican Party the ones that are a threat to democracy, which is total projection. Here's a person that gave us 11 million illegal aliens, and by the way, Kamala owns that as well. He gave us $6 a gallon gasoline, $4 bread. Kamala owns all those policies as well. So let them stay in chaos. Right now, it's a circular firing squad, and I'm just trying to stay out of the way.
I love that analogy. We're talking with Dr. Roger Marshall. Doc, you were at the Republican National Convention. This is the first one in, the first one in the last three. Obviously, nobody attended the last one, but the first one in a while that I didn't attend. Can you give us some of the highlights? It sure seemed like the mood was fantastic. It was certainly very unifying. Can you give us some highlights?
You bet, John. So this is my first one. So I don't have much to draw upon, but I think we walk in there with this feeling of our goal is unity. I think we got that unity taken care of. But it really, that unity started on Saturday night with the assassination attempt, and that Donald Trump miraculously escaped death. It was by divine providence. Most of us think that he was not murdered, and he's God has called him to lead this country in our next steps. And I would share with you that President Trump called me Monday morning, just before noon, to talk about the vice president pick, and wanted my final input put on that. And I was honored he would ask me, and very glad to speak very positively with J.D. Vance, and happy for him. And then going forward, what I felt was more than just unity, though, John. I felt this that we were determined, that we know that there's a purpose bigger than ourselves, that we were making history. And I still feel even this week right now that we're making history, that I hope in 20 or 30 years, the history book says, this is the week when America said enough, and that we're going to take back control of our federal government and push legislation, put all the laws, the power back in the hands of we the people down at the local level, and mostly protect our Judeo-Christian values that we were all raised upon. I think that this is the moment in time, and I felt us just walking away from that convention saying, we got our marching orders, now let's go do it.
Senator, you mentioned the assassination attempt. We had a law enforcement expert on in the last hour, and we talked about it. Just seems like, and again, I'm not one of those tinfoil hat guys, but it sure seems to me like there's just so many glaring examples where somebody, I don't want to, you know, point any fingers, but somebody screwed up on so many levels, from having DEI hires, you know, who are 5'8", guarding a 6'3" president, to snipers positioned in a building when the assassin's climbing on the roof of that very building. Don't you think the Secret Service director needs to resign or be fired?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And again, who is? Let's talk about all the people that Joe Biden's ever fired. He never holds anybody, accountable, and somebody should be accountable. I think what we're going to find here, John, is that there's that this was a massive failure. That they have a huge cultural breakdown in the Secret Service. They have 8,000 employees, and half of them quit last year. Half of them, there was a turnover. Whenever you see an agency, any type of a business, half of the people quit. You know, something's going on there. But there's a massive failure. I think it's the protocol. I think they have antiquated protocols. Of those 8,000 people that they have hired, they only have 33 people to protect right now. So why would they, you know, to get President Trump, I don't know whether he had 6 or 8 people there, but he needs 30 or 40. Whatever, there'll be lots of excuses come out, but I think you're going to find that there was gross incompetence here, and it's time to modernize the Secret Service and bring them into the year 2424 here. And I think that it's not going to be settled in one hearing. This is going to take a deep dive investigation. I've been speaking to several former Secret Service agents myself and trying to look at, well, what will it take to modernize the Secret Service and prevent future assassination attempts and or assassinations.
Doc, I know we've got to let you run, and I appreciate you calling us live on a Sunday night. I want to just step back to what we talked about a little bit earlier. I think one of the main reasons they're pulling Joe, they were panicking that they could, that because of his toxic polling numbers, they could lose their shot at retaking the House and lose control of the Senate. Do you think that there's a good chance that Republicans could retake the Senate in November?
Yeah, I absolutely do. You know, to your point earlier, Kamala Harris actually polls worse than Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Only 35. She has a favorability rating of 35. 55% of Americans don't like her. That's a huge number to overcome. You follow politics quicker or longer than I have, but I've never seen a person with a 35, 55 favorability, unfavorability rating, and you can talk to your listeners about what that means. But once Americans decide they don't like you, it doesn't like suddenly you change. I do think that a rising tide floats all boats. The bigger margin that Donald Trump wins by, he's going to bring some of those senators in Montana and Nevada, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio across the finish line with him. So I'm very optimistic. It doesn't matter who they run. They have to own the fact that they've been lying to America, and the Democrats have to own their failed border policy, the 11 million illegal aliens that have crossed this country. They have to own the horrible economy that they've given us as well. So I'm very, very optimistic at the end of the day.
Well, Dr. Marshall, I appreciate you. Love you. Appreciate you coming on the show, my friend. If folks want to follow you, your Twitter feed is fantastic. They can find your X feed. It's at Roger Marshall MD, correct?
Yep, that's that simple, at Roger Marshall MD. And you can go to our Senate website as well, marshall.senate.gov. But it has been a pretty active Twitter session, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Doc. And, you know, I need a break. I mean, enough of the breaking news. Holy cow.
yep. Like I said, to start the show, are you tired of winning? And I don't think any of us are. And we need to run through the tape. We all need to run through the tape. And I really appreciate all the folks out there that are putting their hat in the ring, and they're running for county commissioner and school board and county clerk. All those jobs are every bit as important as United States senators. So thanks for all those people out there and doing that. And we're making those very important local decisions to make sure that we leave this nation cleaner, healthier, and safer than we found it.
Senator Marshall, thank you again for joining us. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks, John. Have a good night.
We'll take a quick break, and then Curtis Houck from Newsbusters will be with us. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Want to remind you, you can always listen to us by downloading the Odyssey app or telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. You'll find podcast links to all our previous episodes there, and make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, President Joe Biden announced just a few hours ago that he will end his presidential reelection campaign, bringing an abrupt and rather humbling conclusion to his half-century-long political career. There's a number one reason, by the way, for term limits. And scrambling the race for the White House just 4 months before Election Day. With the announcement this afternoon that he's withdrawing from the race, Biden has had arguably the worst 3 weeks in presidential campaign history. With us now to help digest the breaking news is Curtis Houck from Newsbusters. Curtis, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, brother. Whoa. There's a lot to break down.
Yeah, you're telling me. I was enjoying my weekend up in the Catskills of upstate New York. Very rustic camp or a cabin. I'm trying to enjoy myself. My wife and I were on our way back. You know, I was getting ready to put on the NASCAR race on Sirius XM for those of you that are NASCAR fans out there, because it was the Brickyard. And my wife says to me, oh, my gosh, Biden dropped out. And sure enough, we had to pull over so she could drive and I could play on my phone. I don't have my laptop with me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I left my laptop. We were on the road last weekend, too, and I decided to leave my laptop so I could pack lighter. And sure enough, Trump gets shot.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know,
Let that be
a lesson, folks. You never know.
You never know. I got to play for you a clip from this is from Thursday. This goes to show you how fast these things have been happening. This is from Thursday. This is CNN's panel discussion as the RNC wrapped its final day.
Joe Biden's had the worst 3 weeks in presidential campaign history from the debate to today, and Donald Trump's probably had the best 3 weeks. These two things coinciding are freaking out.
By the way, it's insane that the best 3 weeks includes an attempted assassination.
I mean, it the way this has all come down against Joe Biden. I mean, once again, today we're going on the air tonight saying we're praying for Joe Biden.
And this was literally Thursday, and now here we are. I mean, I gotta ask you, Curtis, did you see this? On Friday, I was at a Pachyderm Club lunch and someone brought up Biden dropping out. And I feel bad now because I poo-pooed it and said it wasn't going to happen. There's egg on my face now.
I mean, I don't think I saw it. Because it were at least, you know, you kind of reach that point where, like, after the first day or couple days, you know, that Biden was still going to push through. And the stories that you heard over the weekend about how Biden was pretty miffed at Obama,
right,
and Nancy Pelosi for clearly orchestrating this coup against him. That was really surprising because all the stories that were coming out that they were digging in and basically ready to say, screw you. And to make that play even tacitly that reelect me for president, because not only do Republicans not want to vote for me, my own party doesn't want me, you know,
right,
the white donors who want this. And that was the thing that Biden was doing. The few scripted events that he did, it was before the NAACP and he was before this COVID diagnosis, which I'm skeptical based on people that I've talked to. It's possible. Who knows? Who knows what could have happened? But still. And it just seems like it was a Hispanic group that you're supposed to talk to. So you were thinking, and in the Hispanic caucus, the Congressional Black caucus, were fully behind him. And so he was really setting up this situation where he'd be able to run against the elites and all this other stuff, even though Biden himself is an elite, but, you know,
right,
just give him that point. So he thought he was going to have a decent message, but all of a sudden, he really changed his mind. And the reporting from the New York Times and the like is it was really only within the last, like, 12 hours,
whatever,
you know, 16, 18 hours, Saturday night, where he just decided to give up the game. There's just so many questions here. And the idea that he released a statement, you know, or that, oh, I'll really address the nation at some point, just leads to even more questions. And finally, the thing that I think is key is you played Scott Jennings there from the convention. He made this point since the debate. A lot of others have, but I really got to give him credit for really continually driving this home. If Joe Biden has issues, everyone is saying he needs to step down, why is he still allowed to be president?
Well, and that is a good point. And I mean, I got to say, if the best news you've had in 3 weeks is that you've got a COVID diagnosis, you've had a pretty bad 3 weeks. But let me play something for you. And I played this in the last segment for Senator Marshall. This is CNN's Van Jones crying, by the way, talking about Joe Biden dropping out.
No, Joe Biden's body may not be as strong as it used to be. His language skills may not be as sharp as they used to be. His heart is as big as ever. His heart is as big and as true and as strong. People are heartbroken. Even people who are pushing for this to happen. It's kind of like when your grandpa, you got to take the keys. And everybody, you got to take his keys. And he's fighting. And everybody's so frustrated. And then you finally get the keys back. And then you just cry. Because this is somebody that you love. This is somebody that you care about. This is somebody who was there for you. This is somebody, you wouldn't be here without him. And you have to take something from him.
You know, if you made the point there, and I got to agree, and I think you're right about Scott Jennings, because he has been making this point. If Biden is so bad that they can't run him, how do they make the case that he's fit to serve out his term through January?
Right, because the issue, again, is, like, yeah, just because you're outgoing president doesn't mean that, like, the world stops. You know, the world just becomes a lame duck world for, like, 6 months. You know, who knows what's going to happen? You know, George W. Bush was term limited, so he was on his last legs, and, you know, 2008 happens. So, like, you're dealing with things up until January 20th.
Right. 9/11 could happen. You've got literally 6 more months of him as president. If it's so bad, but that just points out that they're not doing this because of anything other than the fact that they don't think he can win. But if his mental status is so bad.
They got exposed, John. You know, that's the main thing, that they got exposed. You know, you have Seth Moulton. I believe it was Thursday or Friday, it puts out a op-ed saying, hey, you know, when I was over in Normandy, Joe Biden didn't even know who I was. Well, Normandy was like a month ago.
Right. Yeah.
June 6th, the beginning of the month. So you had all of this time. You waited literally a month and a half to come out and be like, oh, yeah, he didn't, you know, the Hollywood fundraiser. All these stories about, or even house fundraisers, there was reporting in the Post and the Times that, like, oh, these fundraisers at somebody's house, you know these fundraisers, how this goes. You kind of glad hand, you give some remarks in the backyard, and then you kind of meet people. They would, like, set up in the front door these giant homes. They would set up a podium with teleprompters. Like, he's giving a rally address in somebody's home. It's like, there weren't hundreds of people being like, this is kind of weird.
Well, it's because he was not capable. I mean, but you're right. And that's, I think they knew that they couldn't carry this out. And I also knew that they couldn't do another 4 years because he couldn't do another 4 years. We're talking with Curtis Houck from Newsbusters. How do you think the media is going to cover this going forward? I mean, do you think they're going to come in line? Do you think, well, first off, you think it's going to be Kamala, but do you think they're going to cover this, or do you think they're going to just let everything now, okay, Joe's out of the way now, let's be nice to Joe for the next 6 months?
Oh, I think that's really where we are. You know, CBS, the little bit of coverage I was watching this afternoon on the way back, CBS had Robert Costa and Chris Coons, Van Jones, Van Hollen of Maryland, everybody's crying on the air. And Robert Costa of CBS News was like, you know, the president, he probably was sitting at his beach house in Rehoboth and looking at the waves and, you know, thinking about the passage of time and, you know, realizing that his time is over and that, you know, he really doesn't have to be president anymore. Like, what?
After,
like,
you shot him in the back of the head, now you're crying. I mean,
it's West Wing. This West Wing kind of stuff, you know? Like, again, this is unfortunately where we are at. The people that are in charge of our government and our bureaucracy in Washington grew up as West Wing fans. So they think these, like, bizarre sort of things can become, come to reality. Like, Aaron Sorkin has that thing about, oh, it should be Kamala Harris and Mitt Romney. You know, the guy who put the dog on the roof and killed a guy's wife because of Bain Capital, something, right. Something. Like, that, these are the people that are running our government right now. So I think the media are absolutely going to fall in behind Kamala. We saw what happened with Obama. But you add the fact that she's a woman, and, you know, John, she's not just black. She's Asian Pacific Islander and she's Indian. She's like 1/6 Indian or something like that, you know, so therefore she's Indian too. Oh my gosh.
Well, so is Elizabeth Warren. Maybe she could.
Willie Brown. The only reason we're in this position is because if Willie Brown could have kept it together in the 1990s and not started dating Kamala, but, you know.
Curtis, I love you, brother. You're always fantastic. If folks want to follow you, you've got a great X feed. You're at Curtis Houck. And, of course, Newsbusters for all the news content is newsbusters.org, right?
Yeah, newsbusters.org. I mean, Morning Joe is going to be great tomorrow.
Oh, God, yes.
Jake Tapper, Gail King. I mean, all these people are just going to be an absolute hoot. So we really encourage people to join us. Newsbusters.org, at the MRC on Twitter as well. So you can see all of our sister sites' content. So, and we'll be talking again soon, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely, brother. We sure will.
We got a convention to cover. Is this going to be great? This is so much fun.
I just hope that they don't solve it quickly so that their convention is an absolute disaster. I hope it's
Come on, Joe Manchin.
Yes, yes.
Come on.
Yes. All right, brother, I appreciate you. Thank you again.
Carry on, everyone.
We'll take a quick break, and then City Councilman Dalton Glasscock will be with us to explain why he and Lily Wu were the only members to vote against raising your property taxes. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Every Thursday, AFP Action activates the largest grassroots operation in the country. You can join them as well. Phoning into key federal races across the nation gives you an opportunity to join thousands of dedicated citizens to be the most impactful grassroots army in America. You can join AFP every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Central Time. To phone for freedom, visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And while you're online, don't forget to follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. On Tuesday, City Manager Robert Layton unveiled the city's $764 million recommended budget for the 25-26 year, along with $3 billion 10-year capital spending plan. Mayor Lily Wu, along with Councilmember Dalton Glasscock, were the only members to vote against preserving the city's option to collect more in property taxes. That's the revenue-neutral plan that we've talked about multiple times on this show, a move that would require the city to trim $12.4 million from the budget, but include yet another increase in property taxes for Wichita homeowners. Joining us now is Wichita City Councilman Dalton Glasscock. Dalton, thank you for joining us this evening, and thank you for at least trying to hold the line on property taxes, brother.
John, I'm always happy to be here, and you know that was one of the main things when I ran, is people cared about public safety infrastructure, and they were worried about their property taxes.
Yep, I know, and both you and the mayor were very consistent on this. According to the Wichita Eagle, next year's budget is balanced, but thanks in no small part to, this. According to the Eagle, expiration of American Rescue Plan Act funding, slower than expected revenue growth, and an anticipated decrease in interest earnings, the city's financial forecast for the following 3 years is, quote unquote, less favorable. But another issue is the way previous councils used one-time funds to pay for items that have ongoing expenses. And this is the thing that frustrates me, Dalton, is it seems like you guys are now going to have to take the heat. You know, you're going to have to vote for essentially a tax increase. But it was the previous council under Mayor Whipple and others that set you guys up to fail, basically.
Well, you know, 2025, we're facing some challenges, but we do have a balanced budget. The real challenges are going to come in 2026, 2027, and 2028, in part because of a grant the previous council accepted, which hired 42 officers, but didn't plan for the long-term retaining of those officers. I know, and I've talked about this very vocally, is I believe that public safety is the core function of local government, and I would have hired those 42 officers out of the general operating budget and made sure it worked, not on a grant that we knew was going to expire. That's just irresponsible governance.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't use one-time money to pay for extenuating, you know, reoccurring expenses. You spend one-time money on one-time expenses. And now I think we know why the firefighters endorsed Whipple, is because he did this, and it's irresponsible. And now he's saddled you guys with either having to fire 42 firefighters or raise taxes. And when you have the city now facing a $3.6 million projected general fund deficit in 26, $9.3 million in 27, and $10.2 million in 28, the other question that comes to me is, why wasn't the deficit a bigger point of emphasis? I mean, I never heard that brought up in the primary campaigns. I never heard that brought up in previous years. Were they ignorant of it, or were they just not making this an issue because it was a bad election talking point?
Well, I do want to be very clear that I support the retaining of 42 firefighters.
Yeah, of course.
We're going to have to make that work.
You have to.
The core function.
All of us would.
That's the core function of government.
Right.
And we need to do police and public safety very well. And so I want to be very clear that I support keeping the 42 officers. We just have to make systematic changes to make sure that we're focusing on the core functions of government. One of my colleagues had said from the bench that, right now with the current mill levy, if we were to decrease it, we could only function on the core functions of government. And I think that's the purpose. That's the role of local government.
Yeah.
And so we need to figure out a way that we're spending our money and make sure that we can find efficiencies as well. You're telling me in a budget of close to $1 billion that we can't find efficiencies to be able to cut $12.8 million. in terms of the full capital expense, that would only be a 4% decrease of the proposed budget. And that proposed budget is more than last year's budget. And so we're not even cutting from last year's budget. We're cutting the increase from last year's budget to this year's budget and cutting the increase by $12.8 million. Unfortunately, the mayor and I did not have support of our colleagues. And so we're going to have to make some tough decisions, but we're going to have to figure out a compromise solution. That's part of government as well, is figure out a compromise. And so I'm hoping we can at least reduce, you know, the $12.8 million that the mayor and I wanted to cut. Hopefully we can cut, you know, $3 to $4 million from the budget to still make the impact, you know, in 2026, 2027, and 2028 less impactful to our residents.
We're talking with Wichita City Councilman Dalton Glasscock. I know Councilmember Brandon Johnson said he would prefer to see the council go the other way and consider raising the mill levy. So he's all in for just raising taxes. Let's talk a little bit about the spending, because I know I'm of the mindset like you that yes, we have to do core functions, but outside of core functions, there are areas to cut. For example, the CIP also includes $400 million a year for a new convention center that doesn't have funding. There's no funding source in it. But the CIP proposal, for example, calls for spending $3.5 million over the next 2 years on aesthetic repairs to the city-owned promenade that connects the Hyatt and the Bob Brown Expo Center at Century 2. And I would say, well, there's $3.5 million right there, that rather than raise our taxes, why aren't we cutting that? I mean, I just gave you $3.5 million.
Well, one of my priorities is how about we maintain the facilities we currently have before our new facilities.
You'll
notice in the CIP, there's extra money for, you know, future recreation centers or future parks. When how about we just maintain what we have?
There you go.
What we have at an excellent rate. That would be something that I would want to do, because maintenance of our facilities should be a primary function of the CIP.
I think before we start spending, before we start raising taxes, we have to start looking at cutting. And to hear, you know, Brandon Johnson say, let's just raise taxes. You know, I know I've door knocked a lot in this city lately. My wife and I have done a hell of a lot of doors, some of which in Brandon Johnson's neck of the woods. And there are a lot of people who live in his area that probably wouldn't appreciate their property taxes going up. And he may think that they don't own those homes, but you know what? If they're renting, their rent's going to go up. And if you're on a fixed income, if you're a retiree that's looking at losing their house, the last thing they can afford is to have their property taxes go up. And it's just, I think it's very heartless to turn to people and say, you know, hey, I'm sorry, we need to build a promenade or a new park or whatever because we can't find ways to cut. And I'm glad to hear you and Mayor Wu, who are at least willing to look at ways to cut before you just willy-nilly say, oh, let's raise taxes. So I'm commending you for at least trying. I'm disappointed to hear that you couldn't even get members of the city council to try.
I'm confident that we have a few members that are still wanting to make cuts, and that we're going to find a way to be able to make some cuts from the increase from last year's budget. We all represent, you know, different districts and different people, but I can assure you that Southwest Wichita does not want their property taxes raised.
Well,
and that I did not hear that from one door when I was door knocking.
No,
4,000 doors last year.
No, I'm sure you didn't. I know that's. I live in your district, Dalton. If folks want to connect with you, or if they want to comment or give feedback, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is to reach out to me via email. It's dglasscock@wichita.gov. We're in the process of the budget right now. We're going to be voting on the final budget on August 20th and August 8th. We'll have an evening meeting open to the public to share their opinions. I need people there. I need people to tell the council that they don't want their property taxes increased and that they want us to function on the core functions of government. And so August 8th, it's an evening meeting, 6 o'clock at City Hall, will be our public budget meeting, and we'll vote on the final budget on August 20th. Again, we probably won't be able to make, you know, 3.7% of cuts of the increase. However, we can make substantial cuts to be able to help our citizens not be overtaxed and taxed out of their homes.
Well, I think everybody's going to be willing to say, hey, we need to cover firefighters. But, you know, if there's things we can cut, like Parks and Rec, that, you know, or improvements to the promenade, I think that's reasonable. But Dalton, I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you again for joining us this evening, brother.
Always happy to join you, John. Take care.
We'll take a quick break, and then we'll talk with Jeff Kars, candidate for the 2nd Congressional District. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Kansas. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And from breaking news to severe weather updates, KNSS is always here for you. Make it that way. Let's keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles now. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. Speaking of cars, Jeff Kars is running in the Republican primary for the 2nd Congressional District, which includes Topeka. Kars is the 3rd Republican to file for the seat of incumbent U.S. Representative Jake LaTurner, who announced he was not seeking re-election. Rancher Sean Tiffany and former Attorney General Derek Schmidt are also running in the GOP primary. Kars is a 4th-generation Kansan who grew up right here in Wichita, was appointed by President Trump as director of Region 7 of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in 2017. Before joining state government, he spent 16 years as a congressional staff member, working as a legislative director for Congressman Todd Tehart, eventually becoming Tehart's chief of staff, and as a senior advisor and district director for Congressman LaTurner. Jeff, thank you for joining us this evening. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
Thank you, John. Good evening to you and your listeners. Great to be on your program.
So you've dedicated a lot of service to the people of Kansas. Why would you want to subject yourself to this, my friend?
Well, I appreciate that, John. You know, after I got out of law school and I clerked for a judge, we had a decision to make on whether I wanted to go practice law and make a lot of money or do public service. And Todd Tehart offered me an opportunity to go work on Capitol Hill. I fell in love with public policy, and especially and certainly working for conservative public policy, whether it's the life issue or fiscal issues or other social issues. But I've really never put my name out there like this before, but we got a lot of encouragement. My wife and I got a lot of encouragement after Jake announced he wasn't running again. We're people of faith. We prayed about it, and we just felt like this was something that we're supposed to do. And so we're all in. And we're 12 weeks into what is effectively a 15-week campaign.
I know a lot of folks down here will certainly know your brother Mark from, you know, he's a national committeeman and from his time in the legislature. I served with Mark. What distinguishes you from, we've had Sean Tiffany on the show. Obviously, our listeners will know Derek Schmidt. Yep. He'll be on the show next Sunday. What distinguishes you from your opponents in this race?
Yeah, absolutely. Frankly, a lot. You know, Sean's a good man, but I say, Sean, welcome to the fight. He's never really been involved in the public policy arena. The one time that he was involved in a position of public policy, he headed up the Kansas Livestock Association, and I've got major differences with some of their policies. I mean, God bless beef. We all like our beef, but that is an industry that is very reliant on illegal immigration for their workforce. And when he was the head of their organization, they endorsed Democrats. He endorsed Chris Mann, the liberal Lawrence lawyer, over our Chris Kobach. So those are some of the differences on immigration issues, foreign ownership of land. I don't support any foreign company. I don't support any foreign countries being able to purchase American property, friend or foe, because who's a friend today could become a foe tomorrow. And Derek, he's a lifetime moderate. He's never had a primary, and so no one's ever talked about his voting record. And when he was the Senate Majority Leader, when the moderates controlled the Senate, he had a pro-illegal immigration, pro-choice, anti-energy independence, pro-tax increase, pro-budget increase voting record. And we're now talking about that, especially on immigration. He voted against E-Verify, the one thing that makes sure that illegals don't take our jobs. He voted against it 5 times. He voted to provide benefits to illegal aliens. So Derek and I do not see eye to eye on this. He has a different voting record and a background on this issue than I do. My position is very clear on the border. We have to close the border. I support the Congress giving President Trump the authority to use the military until the wall is built and the border is secure. And then we have to deport every illegal alien that is in this country before they gain legal status someday if the Democrats ever control everything again.
We had the opportunity to, I hosted the forum for the 2nd District Congressional Candidates at the Kansas State Rifle Association event. We talked about the border. We talked about the debt and spending. But one of the issues that we really didn't have a chance to talk about was Ukraine. I'm just curious what your thoughts are. It's my take has always been that we're really spending a lot of money, throwing good money after bad there. I'm curious what your thoughts are on Ukraine.
We need to pull out. I don't support the funding. I would not have supported the funding that's already gone over there. We need to let Europe take care of their problems. America has its own war going on right now at the southern border. This president, open border president, is intentionally, in my mind, allowing military combatants, terrorists, sex traffickers, drug traffickers into our country. So if we would just spend the money that we had sent over to Ukraine, we could have had the wall built 10 times over, and we'd have 8 to 10 million less illegals in our country today. So I'm confident that Trump is going to be reelected in November, and I'm confident he's going to get us out of that mess in Ukraine.
Jeff, I only got about a minute left. I want to give you an opportunity. If folks are interested, if they want more information, they can, and if they want to donate, obviously they can't vote for you. If they live down here, if I know my listening audience gets quite up to Topeka, but you can hear us up there. But it's jeffcarsforcongress.com, and that's KAHRS, correct?
That's correct. Just go there. You can find out my position on the issues. Every grassroots organization and individual that's made an endorsement in this race has come behind me. Please go to my website. Check it out. Appreciate your support, financial support, and your prayers.
Jeff, I appreciate you. Best of luck, my friend.
Thank you, John.
Well, folks, hopefully we won't have as much breaking news in the week to come. Otherwise, have a great week and carry on, fellow deplorables.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.